Good morning and welcome to my podcast. Over the next few minutes, I'm going to use Barbara's ideas of using a podcast as a vehicle for self-reflection to share my learning experiences over the course of my research internship in the early stages of writing my thesis. To begin with, I'll briefly explain my topic. My research aims to understand how information and communication technologies, or ICTs, facilitate cultural violence in northern Nigeria. Cultural violence refers to aspects of culture, like language, religion, or ideology, that are used to legitimize or justify direct violence. Part of this research was inspired by an assignment I did alongside other classmates for the Intensive Methods Clinic. In this assignment, we used data from a survey published on Twitter to understand the role of social media in the hashtag #EndSARS movement in Nigeria. This research process yielded some really interesting findings, but one of the most interesting takeaways for me was the research process itself. I was intrigued and wanted to explore this methodology further in my own research, alongside other methods that would interrogate how significant social media can be in social movements or conflict. A key difference here was in how the role of social media was portrayed. Where our intensive methods clinic assignment highlighted the more positive role of social media, I would be looking at its role in aiding the dissemination of misinformation and how this triggered or facilitated conflict. From the beginning, I knew my question was quite broad and would involve investigating a wide variety of actors, including military figures, the civilian task force members who work alongside them, different ethnic groups, religious groups, and farmers and herders. I wanted to use a plethora of methods to try and assess and convey the relationships between these different groups because I didn't see how I could answer my research question without including all of these role players. One of the first steps I had to take here was understanding the complex dynamics of this conflict. I had some prior knowledge, but I had to do a lot of research with academic articles, books, and newspaper articles just to familiarize myself with the context. I found I also had work to do in understanding the current social media environment. Even though I would like to think I keep up with developments in social media, I had a lot of learning still to do to be confident in the platforms I was researching, like Telegram or Clubhouse, which have been used by insurgency groups to spread their messages, but are really difficult to access without invitations. This wasn't something I realized at first. Even though I knew they were securely encrypted, I naively thought that I could get around this encryption and still include a Telegram in my methodology section of my research proposal. I have had to abandon hope for this since. Browsing Facebook groups and Twitter hashtags has also provided some really interesting findings, although often were not expected. The need for search tools quickly became apparent, as sifting through groups manually without knowing where to look was an extremely long process, whereas using tools provided by journalism organizations or a Twitter developer account was far more effective and less time consuming. These experiences ended up being quite different from what I had envisioned after doing the intensive methods clinic, but the process of gathering these findings and even preparing this podcast was also telling in itself, revealing the work still to do in researching and questions to follow up on. From what I wrote last week in the reflections in class, an emerging theme was the role of different types of social media in inciting different kinds of actions. These different methodologies will shed light on this question by revealing how responses differ on different social media platforms.